How do you attract a dream team of super affiliates that will automatically generate an ongoing flood of traffic, sales to your site? The simple formula for attracting super affiliates to your online business in this issue of the Ultimate Information Product Publishers Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Jeff Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Thank you so much for listening in today. Maybe you're by your PC or listening to us via your iPod or your mobile MP3 player. However you're tuning us in, it's great to have you with us again this week. Late last week, I received a question that influenced today's podcast topic. And in fact, it influenced the latest article we have posted on InfoMarketerZone.com. Give that site a try. It's our newest launch site, and we have a sample articles page, and you'll find an article on attracting super affiliates that goes along with this podcast. Once again, that's InfoMarketerZone.com. So what is the topic today? Well, I think all of us are join an entrepreneurial business or try and build an entrepreneurial business to get more time. We want more freedom, more time. That's the ultimate goal. The whole process isn't to create this mass venture, mass enterprise. For most of us, we're really seeking that financial and the time freedom that we want. Well, one place that a lot of entrepreneurs go wrong is that they don't systematize their business. They don't automate their business enough. So they find themselves switching from maybe a high-pressure career, working 16 hours a day, to working 16 or 18 hours a day on their own business. And in fact, if you rely on yourself as the sales and marketing force for your company, that's exactly what's going to happen. What you need to do, the real power when you're in your own business, is you need to attract an army of salespeople, people that will sell for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without you making the effort, so that you can become the marketing genius and the product creator for your business and get new products out there. The ideal situation is that you build yourself a strong distribution base that you can continue to feed products into, your own products, affiliate products, licensed and reprint products. What your job is, in large part, as you're building and putting your business into high growth mode, is to build that affiliate sales team. So today, it's a really critical question we want to answer is, how do you attract the super affiliate, those affiliates that are really going to drive traffic to your site, that are going to have the credibility and the existing subscribers to make strong endorsements for your product and get you the sales that you need? And second, how do you make those affiliates more productive? Well, there's a simple formula. 99% of the people out there are chasing after super affiliates, and they're doing it in the wrong way. Now, I can speak to this because I have a fairly substantial list myself, and I get a number of joint venture opportunity requests each week, and I can tell you that the 99% of them I just ignore and hit the delete button because they're just not... they're not coming at it from the right direction. They're not offering me something that is mutually beneficial, and they're not playing up the importance of their product and the relevancy of their product to my list. And quite frankly, all the things I have to do every week, I don't have time to look at those if they're not bang on, if it's not hitting me over the head that this is a powerful offer. And folks, I've been through this. When I launch a new product, I usually start with, you know, at least 35, 40 different joint venture requests that I built through a super affiliate partner network that I go after these people, often cold. And that can be intimidating. That can be embarrassing. That can be, rejection is never easy. So this is a thing that a lot of us struggle with. So here's a simple three-step formula that takes that intimidation out of the process. It takes the potential for embarrassment out of the process, makes it drop-dead simple, and is highly effective. I've converted over 80% of the people that I go to using this method. So let's go through these three steps now. Step one, you don't approach them out of the blue as a cold contact, as a joint venture partner. You first contact them with the benefit of your product. Think about it. If I'm sitting here and I've got a list of 100,000 subscribers, my job as a marketer, as a super affiliate, is to take care of those subscribers, is to offer them good deals, is to offer them quality products, quality relevant products. how can I do that unless I've seen the product? So the first thing you need to do is you need to get the product into their hands. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, you need to get through to that super affiliate. The best way I know how is to take an interest in their business. So go up to their site. Take a look at it. Look at their articles. Buy their product if it's within reason. Any way you can get through to them and praise part of their product, praise an article that they wrote, give them some feedback on their site, some positive feedback, send them a testimonial to some of the information on the site. All of those are ways that you can get through to them. And if you have a really tough nut to crack, then consider buying their product. It's very difficult for someone to ignore a customer. Very easy for someone to ignore just somebody coming out of the cold, out of the blue. So you want to use various methods to be able to get to that person, often through praising them, and don't make it faint praise. Be legitimate. Go up to their site. Find something you fall in love with. Find something that's highly relevant. Be enthusiastic. You're in the same business. You're marketing to the same customers as these people. Otherwise, you know, you shouldn't be contacting them in the first place. So very important that you get that praise. Here's some sample lines, and you'll see this in the article over at infomarketerzone.com. Mr. X, just wanted to tell you how valuable your article on topic Y has been to my business. You really put together one of the best sites on this topic. I myself have some experience with this topic. I've just finished a product, a wonderful product, on this space. It would really, I really appreciate it. It would be, flattering if you could take a quick look at that. I'll give you a free download information if you're interested in taking a review. What you want to do, praise them up. Tell them that you have the same enthusiasm for the market as they do. You love their customers even more than they do. Then suggest you have a product that is unique, that has a special angle, that is the super affiliates market is going to find tremendously interesting. How can someone not be interested in reviewing something like that? Then you want to offer them the product for review, no strings attached. Right? Give them the download link. Give them the ability to review your product. Using this technique, I've gotten well over 80% response that they do want to review your product. Now, next steps. You want to follow up. These are busy people. These are people with a lot of demands in their time. Once you've offered the product, fact is you're out of sight, out of mind. You've got to keep after them for at least 3 or 4 follow-ups. Mr. X, just writing to see if you've had a chance to review the product. Not looking for a complete detailed review. If you could just take a look at the table of contents, do a high-level review to tell me if I'm on the right track. Those kind of things. Help them through the process. Help them to get off the hook. They're not going to spend an hour reviewing your product. Tell them you only want a few minutes of their time to take a look and see if you're going down the right avenue. You need to get them started looking at your product. Now, after you've done that, step 2. You try and get from a review to a testimonial. Now, this step is critical, absolutely critical. You do not want to have a joint venture partner that isn't as passionate about your product as you are. It won't work. Bottom line, the joint venture deals that work the best are the ones that require or that come along with an endorsement. An endorsement is someone saying, I love their product. That they have gone down the right avenue, that you have good information in your product, that this is good for you, Mr. Subscriber. Those are the really powerful joint venture opportunities you want to step into. So you want somebody that's going to be passionate. I mentioned in the article, one passionate super affiliate is worth dozens and dozens of less passionate affiliates. So it takes a little bit longer, takes a little bit more time. Fact is, it will be rewarded in spades once you find that person. So what you want to do is, once they've come back to you with a short review, now likely the most likely situation is they're going to have some praise and they might have a few suggestions for how you improve the product. Here's what you do. You go back to them and you say, Mr. X, is it okay if I publish your testimonial on my site for the positives that I've done in my product? Oh, by the way, I'm going to incorporate some of the comments you made in a future edition of the product. And then you offer to post a link to the site. Just to give them some added exposure in return for the testimonial they've given you. So you quickly build up a list of 10, 20 testimonials. That's powerful. That'll convert people on your sales page. Very important part of your marketing. Now, step three, once you've got the testimonial from them, and only once you've got the testimonial and the positive review, you hit them with a mutually beneficial offer. Needs to be short, no more than a couple of paragraphs, and getting to the point. You know, given that you've reviewed the product, that you have positively reviewed the product and given me a testimonial, would you like the opportunity to work together? You offer them extra commissions. You offer them specifically, exclusively written content for them that they can post on their site. This is a highly individual process. I don't recommend you use a template here. What you're really looking for is, what's the nature of that site? Is it a heavily content-focused site? Then offer to help them develop content. If it's a highly interactive site, then give them some posts they can put on their forums. Give them some product reviews that they can use. Is it the type of site that posts a lot of space advertising and banner advertisements? Then give them a graphic to be able to post on the site. Is it an e-zine where they like to communicate with their customers in terms of case studies or ads? Well, then give them those. The idea is to hand them the promotion on a silver platter, let them tweak it as they see fit, and you will have yourself an instant affiliate, super affiliate in your hands. So think about it, folks. Isn't that the way you would like to be approached? If you had a big list, wouldn't you like the opportunity to have someone come and praise you and tell you what a good job you're doing? Be that it's honest, give you honest feedback on your site, someone that is willing to go the extra mile, maybe buy one of your products. That shows serious interest. And then, wouldn't you like it if someone just offered you their product for review? And someone that takes the pain out of the review, that just wants a short review and testimonial. And then wouldn't you like someone to go out of their way to offer you some aspect of promotion that fits in well with your site and allows you to earn higher commissions than the average person? That's the exact system for picking up super affiliates. Use that system again and again, and I assure you, you will get bites. If you simply get one or two super affiliates each month, you will easily triple or quadruple your business in a year. That means a lot more signups, a lot more list opt-ins, and a lot more sales. So use that method over and over again. You'll find it very powerful. You'll find your business gains and snowballs and momentum. Every one of those super affiliates will not only bring you sales, it will bring you extra affiliates that sign up that see interest in your product. It will attract people that will offer you interviews and publicity. And you see, as I mentioned, that the whole deal will spiral out of control from there. So that's our tip for today and the podcast for this week. We look forward to having you join us again next week when we hit you with another powerful system for building your information product business. That's it for today. I'm Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com, InfoMarketerZone.com. And once again, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.